started. I came with my little son, David, who was about a year and a half old. And Uni was very, very pregnant at the time. I worked with a carpenter. We built shelving, and we're going to open up Monday morning. And Jarvis and Saul Bicek, I don't remember him, and their wives came Sunday night. We're going to go out to dinner. And when Uni is walking down the steps to get her coat on, her water bag broke, and I had to rush her to the hospital. Rushed her to the hospital in such a hurry that I wound up in Ypsilanti instead of Ann Arbor. So I had to turn around and go back again. And she had the baby at 7 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning. And at 9 o'clock Monday morning, Faber's Fabrics was born. So that's how we got into business there. And that's where we were for the next almost 30 years in that little fabric store. When did you get out of your business?
I was there until about 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay, okay.
He started with my dad. You know, my two brothers, George worked over at the auto. George and Jerry both graduated from the university. Mm-hmm. And my dad asked me to help him for the summer, and I've been there ever since. So,
well, but it was a good time for you, though. You made a lot of friends out there. Made a good name for yourself out there.
I think we did. Yeah. I hope we did.
Well, and are you a... this is, to some degree, involved with Beth Israel, which is where we are right now. And I was wondering if you have any relationship with Beth Israel or the people or whatever it would be.
Well, in its formative years, we were quite active. My folks were active in it. My wife, Molly, was active in it. We had several. My dad would sponsor spaghetti dinners to raise money and things like that.
Really?
You know, it would go door to door to all the merchants in town and make sure they bought a $10 ticket.
Really?
For all the spaghetti they could eat. And it was a very joyful life.
So you were part of the Jewish community in Ann Arbor. I mean, that's.
I wasn't as active as my dad and mother and Molly was. You know?
Okay. Okay.
I was busy working, as my wife would put it.
Well, we didn't have... I was Jewish. I am Jewish. My wife and her family Jewish. But surprisingly, I'll tell you surprisingly in a minute why, but surprisingly we were Jewish, but there was nothing... We were not participants in the traditions of Judaism. We didn't have celebrate the holidays or anything of that sort. I remember being really impressed one time when I was a kid. We had new dishes at the time of, I guess, Pesach, whatever it was. And I thought there was some relationship between the two. Turns out that the old dishes had all broken, so we bought new dishes. And I tried to ascribe it to some meaning. So one of the points of this discussion, I guess, is to see what kind of community we live in as Jews. And I never had any... Except for that incident, I don't think I ever had any anti-Semitism that was thrown in my face. No sign, a little sign of opposition. I don't know if you had that or not. What was your...
Well, I kind of have to differ with you a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, we lived in a German town, so to speak, basically German population. And I was always aware of the fact that we had relatives who were killed in the pogroms in Europe and things like that. And so it hit home rather hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I could hear my mother and dad speaking all the time about so-and-so has been, they don't know how to find her and they don't know how to find, and how to locate them in the various spots. And I remember my grandmother and grandfather being brought over by my folks.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived with them for a while. And then my grandmother was not happy here. She went back to Israel, and then she tried to come back here, but they wouldn't let her back in. We lived kitty-corner from another family. And at the age of 10 years, my son and their son became friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But it usually happens, and there's some difference of opinion, or, you know, you followed and I didn't follow, or something like that.
Yeah.
And he ended up calling my son a dirty Jew.
Oh, really?
So I walked across the street, and I said, this can't go on.
Mm-hmm.
But as I told my, I'd like you to talk to your son. But as I told my brothers, you have to hurt it someplace. It had to come from within the family.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I could be wrong, but my first assumption is they must have sold something about Jewish people.
Mm.
And that was the worst experience I had in town, in spite of the fact that I dealt with thousands of customers, if not more, many thousands of customers.
That's...
And only two have expressed a disservice. We had, in those days, it was a teletype service. You're familiar with that.
Yeah.
And parts were hard to get during a war, World War II.
Mm.
And if we didn't have it, we offered the service of locating it on a teletype. Well, in the entire city of Ann Arbor and surrounding areas, there are a lot of body shops and automobile shops, and only two of them didn't say it, but implied that I gouged them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I had no thought. I offered the service to them.
Mm-hmm.
And even so, I was branded as one of those.
Yeah.
And those are the only makes experiences in this town, in spite of it being predominantly German.
Bob, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Your wife, was she was active in the Jewish community, wasn't she?
Active is the wrong word.
Okay.
She had, her friends were all Jewish. Her life was centered on Judaism, but none of the traditions crept into her activities. We didn't go to shul. Not that we were opposed to, but we had no interest. That was not part of our life. And that's where both of us were, and that's, I think we shared that. She was closer to it than was I, because she didn't have, I guess, the same illogic thwarting her as I do. But, you know, I'm more involved with other people because of the business, and I was more involved, and because of politics, I was involved in city council. So that I was involved in a whole bunch of other things. She had her life fairly focused on me and on the kids, and I guess on the fact of Judaism, including the problems of being Jewish in any community. So that kind of ruled who she was and what she did, but there was nothing much beyond that.